Welcome to this 22nd episode of our Summer of Greatness podcast series. And in this episode, we'll talk about the first week of our book study. Hello, my name is Matt from the Greatness Everyday podcast, and I'd like to thank you for listening today, Wednesday, July 18th, although I'm recording this the night of Tuesday, July 17th. Little mistake here, I forgot to upload the podcast that I had intended, which is our book review, which is always out every Tuesday, so I had to sneak it in here in the evening. This week marks the first week of our second Greatness Everyday book study as we are going through and reading the book, The Ripple Effect. And it looks at simple changes that we can make in our lives that will make a difference in sleeping better, eating better, moving better, and thinking better. The author's name is Greg Wells, and he's got a great track record of qualifications. He's a physiologist, he's an exercise medicine researcher, and he's also a professor of kinesiology at the University of Toronto. And he's worked with super high-level athletes and has a pretty neat story about how he kind of came to some of these ideas himself that he talks about in the book, obviously. So for this week's readings, I asked people to read the introduction section and chapter one, which is called Getting Started. And I actually did my reading the other day at the beach, and I, to be honest, couldn't put the book down, which is a big surprise to me because, as I told you in the last book study that we did, I haven't been a reader for a very long time, and when I can't put a book down, that's good. I'm into it. I can't stop reading. I'm doing a lot of reading right now, actually, and I suppose that's a good problem to have. The introduction starts out with the story of the author in a hospital, and he's in the hospital, and while laying in the hospital bed, he's wondering how he got there. This is a true story, obviously, talking about Dr. Wells, his ideas, how he came to his ideas in this book. And when he was laying in the hospital bed, his thinking changed from how do I get out of here? And then finished ultimately with the idea of how do I make sure that I never get in the hospital again? How do I make sure I never have to come back here? And I think that for many people, that's a pretty common thought when maybe your health is at risk or a family member's health is at risk. But a lot of the times these changes, actions on these thoughts that you're having while you're laying there or you're seeing somebody in this situation, they don't really last a long time. They don't provide and pave way to lasting change. Some of the facts that stuck out to me during this week's reading was that right now we're in a worldwide sleeplessness epidemic where nearly 20% of the population is affected by sleeplessness. I mean, there's tons of research there that talks about devices being in front of your face, literally on your bedside table the whole time. Like, that stuff affects us. And it's way more than just a device, obviously. But 20% of our world is nearly affected by sleeplessness, which is huge. Something like 60% of Canadians and 70% of Americans, are overweight or obese. 1 in 5 Canadians will suffer from mental illness in their lifetime. And I'd say that that stat would be transferable, just again, me guessing. I'd be curious to see the stats for the American side of that related to mental illness. There's been a lot of stuff that's come out, a lot of great initiatives, really focusing now on mental health and how important that is for people. Because for a long time, I'd say as a society, we probably have not really valued that. My favorite part of this week's readings probably was you go through the reading, you'll see like a little gray box and it's highlighted. It says Dr. Greg's first 1% tip. They're called Dr. Greg's 1% tips. And what they do is they talk about how you should really be focusing on micro improvements. And micro improvements is a really important thing, I think, in life in general. But as we go through this book and we seek to make large changes in our lives, it can be really easy not to accomplish those things because the task can seem too large at times. But by focusing on the small tasks, we can work our way up to accomplishing the larger goals that we have. by focusing on multiple and many consecutive 1% goals. Before you'll know it, that will double. You'll have 2%, and then 3%, 5%, 10% further. So focus on those micro improvements as we read through this book. It's similar to a staircase. That's the analogy that I like to use personally. A staircase, if you're looking at the big goal of moving up a staircase, you're not going to be going from the bottom to the top. That just doesn't happen instantly, right? You have to take one step up, and then you take another step up, and you take another step, and then soon you know it, you've gone up 20, 30, 40 stairs to get to the top of the staircase. So I'm looking to implement these 1% tips as we move through the book, and these might be how I use and encourage and start you with our weekly challenges. Chapter 1 talks about getting started. That's the title of the chapter, and it details some really interesting experiences of people chasing after their dreams in athletics, especially talking about an Olympian chasing after her dreams and kind of the troubles that she had to go through and the trials that she had to go through, but an amazing story of perseverance. I'd really encourage you to read that section in the book. But my question to you today is, what do you dream about? What do you dream about? Is it a professional goal, something related to your career? Is it a health goal? Are you wanting to get in better shape or accomplish a specific task related to health? Is it a goal in a relationship? Okay, what is it that you find your mind drifting towards as you fall asleep, as you have a little lull in your day? Where does your mind go? What do you dream about? Last week, I uploaded a video to the YouTube channel, and it focuses on teaching you how to make something that are called SMART goals. Okay, SMART goals are something that I was taught a few years ago, and I really like them because it's a goal-setting method that covers all the basics. SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. All right, so specific, the goal has to be specific. Measurable, how do you know that the goal is complete? Can you measure it? Attainable, is it something that you can actually do and achieve? Or is it something like me saying, in the next 10 minutes, I want to go to space? That's not going to happen. That's not attainable for me right now. Relevant, is it related to what I want to do with my life? So I use the analogy of going to space, like that probably wouldn't fit into what I'm trying to do with my life. But if I looked at something like I want to eat better, that does go into the goals that I have, and that would be something as a simple example that would be relevant to what I'm doing and it ties into my life. And is it time bound? Is there a time frame that I can compare it to and I know that I've completed my goal? This week's challenge to you is to take some time and identify three goals that you have, all right? So those three goals can be in any area of your life. But since the book that we are reading right now focuses on sleeping better, eating better, moving better, and thinking better, I am personally going to try to make my goals in those areas of my life. Okay, you don't have to use a certain goal setting method, but I do want you to write them down somewhere. And if you do want to see how I make my SMART goals, obviously you can go over to our YouTube channel, It's Greatness Every Day, and you can watch the video there that will show you step by step how I make my SMART goals, as well as give you an example of running a marathon, which is a really easy one to see and see how specific it is, how it's measurable, if it's attainable, if it's relevant, and how I know it's complete because it's time bound. All right, so I want you this week to make some time and identify three goals that you have in any areas of your life, but you need to write them down so that you can look at them. All right, for week two of the book study, I'm asking you to read chapter two. It's called Sleep Soundly, but not the whole chapter, okay? I want you to read from pages 23 to 44. So you're reading from pages 23 to 44 and stop where it says the seven keys to sleeping soundly. That's what we'll pick up with on week three. So right now, week two, you're reading pages 23 to 44 of chapter two, Sleep Soundly. There's a lot of information in the book, and that's what I really like about it. It's a lot of information, practical information, scientific information. So most of the chapters I am going to probably break up and assign certain page numbers like I did this week. I'm happy to have you reading along with us in the second Greatness Everyday book study. And if you have any comments, please get in touch with me. To wrap up our podcast today, a reminder, our goal is to help inspire you to live a great life. And we trust that our topic today did so. And as we move through the book, The Ripple Effect, that will continue to happen. We upload a quote and words of encouragement to our Instagram page every day and challenge you to go out and live a great life because we want to be an encouragement in your day. There's so much negativity on social media. We want to have some positivity, be an encouragement for you and the community that we are creating here. So stay connected with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or at our website at greatnesseveryday.online. We'd really appreciate that. We'd also appreciate it if you went ahead and shared this podcast episode with somebody that you think would enjoy it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode in our Summer of Greatness series.